KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, let's start with wrestling this morning. The Atlantic Cam wrestling team picked up three dual wins Tuesday night in Red Oak. The Trojans topping Red Oak 59-21. They beat Creston 45-28 and defeated AHSTW 54-24. Each of those duels was hard fought and differences coming down to some bonus points. Ethan Fulman had a big night, going 3-0 with a big pin over Red Oak's Jonathan Earp. Cale Roller also came up with a pin to help out in the win over Creston. Creston picked up wins over Red Oak 43-39 and AHSTW 54-22. Red Oak also defeated AHSTW 48-30. Also in wrestling last night, a Griswold trainer wins three times over Shenandoah 60-18, beating Griswold 68-6 and trainer down Kemper Catholic 42-39. Kemper Catholic beat Shenandoah 57-12, Kemper Catholic over Griswold 60-12, and Shenandoah defeated Griswold 30-6. At Lewis Central last night, it was Denison over Lewis Central 39-39 the score. Denison wins on criteria. Lewis Central beat Clarinda 48-33. Clarinda over Denison 39-33. At Harlan, Glenwood beat Southwest Iowa 65-16. Glenwood over St. Albert 61-10. Southwest Iowa beat St. Albert 45-36. At Logan Magnolia last night, it was Logan Magnolia winning three times over Thomas Jefferson 74-6, over Missouri Valley 51-30, and over West Harrison 84-0. Missouri Valley won a couple of matches, beating Thomas Jefferson 78-6, Mo Valley over West Harrison 78-6, and TJ defeated West Harrison 72-12. Also at Omaha Westside last night, Underwood picked up a couple of wins, beating Creighton Prep 49-30, and Underwood over Westside 51-27. Now to basketball. On the girls' side, the Atlantic girls' basketball team ran away with a 78-23 win over Clarinda last night as they jumped out 20-9 at the end of the first quarter and expanded that lead to 49-16 at halftime. Haley Rasmussen led the way with a 27-point performance, 23 of those coming in the first half. Corey Pelzer dropped in 11 points, and Lauren Nicholas finished with 10 points. That included two threes and a four-point play. After the game, Rasmussen said she thought her team played with some good pace.
Our ball movement was just so much better than it has been. We've been working on that in practice, and we've also been working on our defense a lot, so that transitioned into buckets, too.
Atlantic head coach Dan Vargason thought his girls played a complete game, including turning Clarinda mistakes into offense on the other end.
We want to be a defense-to-offense team. That's something that we've been pushing in practice, is making sure we're being aggressive and improve defensively. You know, again, we've had back-to-back games. We allowed 18, 25 points. One with a Hawkeye 10 team, you've got to take care of business in some of the games. And tonight, defensively, we did a great job, and we can build off of that going into Creston Friday night.
Atlantic improves to 2-3 on the young season, and they get an early season rematch at Creston on Friday night. The Panthers won that first meeting last week 55-41. Clarinda was led by 9 points from Jessalie Niehart as the Cardinals fall to 0-5 on the season. In other girls' Hawkeye 10 Conference basketball, Creston beat St. Albert 51-46, Glenwood over Denison 67-57, Harlan beat Kemper Catholic 69-27, Red Oak over Shenandoah 57-24. From the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW defeating IKM Manning 53-43, Audubon over Trainer 48-39, Underwood beat Riverside 84-15. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Sarwiva over West Harrison 53-37, Cam topping Coon Rapids Bayard 61-20, Exira EHK beating Peyton Sherdan 73-39. From the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills over East Mills 53-47, Sydney fell to East Atchison 45-40. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley beat Southwest Valley 62-40. Also around the area, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln beat Lamar's 56-46, Des Moines Christian over ACGC 62-39, Orient Maxburg beats Ankeny Christian Academy 51-30, Sioux City East over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 61-14, and West Central Valley beat I-35 60-42 in girls' hoops. In boys basketball, the Atlantic squad ground out their first win of the season at home last night over Clarinda 60-56. The Trojans played from behind for a good chunk of the game, but pushed ahead in the fourth quarter and made some key plays down the stretch to hang on. They led 17-11 at the end of the first, but the Cardinals worked their way to the foul line in the second quarter and led 31-28 at the half. The Cardinals were clinging to a 1-point 49-48 lead at the end of the third quarter before giving up the edge early in the fourth. Atlantic head coach Jeff Ebling said the Trojans' smarter defensive effort in the second half may have been the difference in this one.
It wasn't like we played awful last week. Creston, we had a moment there in the fourth quarter that got us, and then Glenwood, we had another early fourth quarter. And tonight we didn't seem to really have that. Most of it was because we had to fight from behind. But, you know, you got to give the boys credit. And they fought extremely hard for all 32 minutes, didn't give up. And, you know, we were lucky to come out of here with a win. Clarinda was a good ball club, 3-0. You know, nothing. Watching them on film, they get to the foul line a lot, and that was a very big concern. And, you know, I thought we did a better job in the second half of not getting them on the foul line. And, you know, that might have been the tail of the game right there.
Atlantic was led by 19 points from Skylar Handlow, 16 from Grant Sturm, and 12 from Tyler Moen. After the game, Moen said the team handled the close game pressure well to pick up the win.
Composure. You know, we had two close games. We lost our first game by 10, second game by 7, and, you know, finally we were able to close out a game. You know, we go through situational work every day in practice, like down 5, 4 minutes left. You know, so we know clock management, that kind of stuff, and it showed tonight.
Atlantic improves to 1-2, and they'll travel to face Creston for the second time this season on Friday night. Elsewhere in Hawkeye 10 Conference boys basketball, it was Creston over St. Albert 59-53. Glenwood beat Denison 67-58. Harlan over Kemper Catholic 62-46. Red Oak beat Shenandoah 67-64. Western Iowa Conference play saw AHSTW beat IKM Manning 75-46. Trainer over Audubon 69-47. Rolling Valley Conference play had Cam over Coon Rapids Bayard 44-29. Exira EHK over Peyton Sherdan 61-44. Corner Conference, it was East Mills over Fremont Mills 47-43. East Atchison beating Sydney 58-43. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley beat Southwest Valley 87-34. Also, Ankeny Christian Academy beat Orient Maxburg 80-22. Sioux City East over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 60-15 last night. In college basketball, Spencer Haldeman stole a pass and raced down the floor for a tie-breaking layup with 49 seconds left, and Northern Iowa hung on to beat number 24 Colorado 79-76 last night. UNI defeated a ranked team for the first time since topping number 25 Wichita State in 2016. The Panthers had lost their previous 7 encounters against ranked opponents. A.J. Green and Trey Burhau had 20 points each Tuesday night as Northern Iowa improves to 9-1 and Colorado fell to 7-2. Elsewhere in top 25 college hoops, Texas Tech knocked off top-ranked Louisville 70-57. Number 2 Kansas over Milwaukee 95-68. Penn State surprises number 4 Maryland 76-69, while 11th-ranked Baylor beat 18th-ranked Butler 53-52. Well, the first of two nights of Cy-Hawk basketball in Ames begins tonight with the women's game. The Hawkeyes and coach Lisa Bluter will be in search of their 4th straight win in that series.
We always know it's hard to play over there. They have a great fan base, a great crowd, and we both lost huge pieces from last year. But we're excited to go over there and have the opportunity to compete in one of the best environments in women's basketball.
Iowa State coach Bill Fenley says rivalry games often feature the unexpected hero.
Everyone's got a scouting report, and, you know, we focus on 3 or 4 players. They focus on 3 or 4 players. But who's the person that's going to make a play, make a shot that changes the game? And those are things that are fun, and they last a long time.
We'll have that game for you tonight here on the radio. 6:45 will be the pregame start. 7 o'clock is tip time in Hilton Coliseum. And the Northern Iowa Panthers make their 12th appearance in the quarterfinal round of the FCS playoffs Friday night with a visit to second-ranked James Madison. The Dukes are coming off a 66-21 win over Monmouth in the second round. UNI coach Mark Farley says the Panther defense will be challenged by a balanced James Madison offense that averages 44 points a game. Weather could be a factor. Friday night's forecast for Harrisonburg, Virginia, calls for freezing rain and temperatures in the mid-30s for that contest. That's Check of Sports this hour. Sports Update this hour is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.